October 2020, something happened for the government. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the lyrics of that song, Ozumba Mbadiwe, Barry Kando Banks. It says a lot. And if you even listen further in that song, he says, we no go forget what happened October 2020. That's the reason why we're having this conversation today, because today makes it 2 years since the NSAS protest and everything that went down at the Lekki toll gate, and people who lost their lives. Our heart goes out to their families wherever they might be. Some of them might be listening to us now, some others may not, but at the end of the day, activities are on to commemorate the day and remember those who lost their lives as well. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Don't forget, we are live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, so you can watch, listen, and contribute. By the way, a question is up on Facebook for you. NSAS protest 2 years after. Has police brutality reduced? That's, has it reduced in any way? That's the question we have for you on Facebook. Would need you to go there and drop your opinion. Let me hear it. 2 years after NSAS protest, has police brutality reduced in the country? We'll find out. Well, I have two fantastic people that would be having this conversation with me today. One of them already in the studio, the other one running late, Port Harcourt traffic in these hours, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be here. The first one, you may know him as a comedian, but these days I like to call him right activist now. He's also in the media space as well, as a colleague, a senior colleague at that one. The mayor of Pitakwa, you know him as Keo Baba as well. Good morning, you're welcome.
Ah, good morning.
I remember how involved you were with the whole NSAS thing here in Port Harcourt, especially. Yes. Yes. But when you look at it, let's just start off with the question that's on Facebook for the listener to react to. Mm. Police brutality was one of the major things that started that protest, and then it evolved and became something massive, and then the demands began to change and more things began to come into play. But let's look at the police brutality aspect of it. 2 years down the line, would you say that the effect of the NSAS protest is being felt with regards to the level of police brutality?
Okay, good morning, and thanks for having me. I always say Nigeria Info, I appreciate you for always giving us the opportunity to just say our views. 2 years down the line, I can say we've had this less cases of police brutality. We've sadly, we still have one or two. Before we had that protest, almost every weekend, I'm not assuming, I tell people this, because NFI will tell you the same thing. Tami Halliday, some of us, because people just look up to you. And then almost every weekend, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays especially, we have cases where young people were being harassed. Extortion and everything. It was happening almost every week. Not like almost every day. We had cases like that because the policemen were out there to make money. They were out there to rip people. When they come out from their houses, they want to go back loaded. So because they had this in mind, they will always extort. It was that bad because the number of people extorting from transporters are like getting too much. So they moved into the streets. The guys with the dread, I tell people I started carrying dread on purpose because I used to do a project and I was telling people, it's not about look, it's not about how you look. I still carry the dread now.
I see.
But I started carrying it on purpose because I was worried about how they brutalize young people. Now, when we got into NSAS way back, we air our views. It was so loud. We were tired. I had a case where they carried a young man, they put him in back of his boot and in back of their boots, and they were driving around. Before they got to the station, the young man almost died. There are cases upon cases. So 2 years after NSAS, what we've had reduction but not elimination. Mm-hmm. What I mean is the number of reports that we've been getting has reduced. They are more careful. At one point, they were so nonchalant.
Well, people would say it led to the removal of SARS, but not SARS officials.
Yes.
It just removed the name. But those same officers could have been transferred to other units, and they're still doing the same thing. Now, in Ugeli, some weeks ago, I think it was last month, there was a protest because there's people are complaining of a new dimension to this. I've witnessed it a couple of times. On this east-west road, I saw some men alleged to be EFCC officials. That's the new one.
That's
now.
The new one they do.
That's
now.
What it is now. On the road, it stripped a guy naked. I'm saying completely naked. It wasn't like on the road. What they were searching for, I don't know. I was in a boat ride.
Just
and
imagine.
I had to stop and ask the officer, what did this guy do? Like, this is, even if you, is, the person is a criminal, would you now strip the person naked on the road because you're searching for what?
And,
you know, so how, when you look at that and what's happening now with the accusations towards the EFCC, raiding of homes, lodges, hotels, individuals, roadblocks in internal roads, streets. As in, it's almost on the rampant now. Would you say it's taking a different dimension, or could we say perhaps the authorities have forgotten what the NSAS protest was about?
I think your last statement is what I've been. I've attended some interviews. I'm saying gradually they've forgotten. And why we do NSAS Memorial is to bring their memory back. It's as simple as that. It's to make them remember that we made a statement 2 years ago. And this is why we made that statement. And that's why we're holding events like what's happening today. I'm not happy with the fact that some of these men were just shifting to other units. Our biggest problem now in this town is anti-kidnapping units. They stand everywhere at night, from 10 a.m., 11, 12, and they start arresting and extorting young people. It's happening. Now, they also have some of them in EFCC. EFCC is trying to make us feel that immediately they arrest you, there is this assumption that you are a fraudster. So,
that's it.
Yeah, so they're capitalizing on that. Because if you say EFCC, do something now, that's it. And some of these men will also move into places like that. There is no two ways about it, that there's a better approach. In when you arrest people, there are ways you can engage them, investigate, do what you want to do. But the case of battering, maltreatment, extortion is very high. And I used to ask myself this question about EFCC. The young boys you are now stopping with iPhones, and the men who are sitting down there with their biro and adding zeros and padding budget, which one they should focus more on? Somebody told me that EFCC don't start to beat people. I say no, be EFCC, be that. I do not agree.
I almost didn't agree myself too, but then the complaints become one too many. I was in Delta State just 2 weeks ago, and it was similar complaint from Ugeli down to Warri, down to Asaba. The complaint is, and I was even trying to get in touch with the EFCC spokesperson here in the state and at the national level to understand what's the jurisdiction and the operation or modus operandi of the EFCC. Should we be seeing them on the streets having roadblocks and speaking to people? It now brings us to that question of, do you see another NSAS protest? Let me put it that way. Because what happened in Ugeli, many felt that it could lead to another NSAS protest. Do you see that coming? By the way, a second guest just stepped into the studio. Nefa Jodru, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
I see another NSAS protest. I tell people that. Something even much more than that. If we keep emphasizing and telling people that we should be treated as Nigerians in Nigeria. It's as simple as that. There's no two ways about it. Sadly, we are getting more timid, and every time you get timid, you embolden these men because they are arms. And then you should also know that the reason why they were giving that arms was to protect us. And instead of protecting us, they are persecuting us. So if somebody come and tell you there will never be a protest like NSAS, the person is lying, because you had it the last one happen. They were pushing us. We are having cases. People like NFA and some of his friends were always on radio talking and nobody was listening. They were going to police stations, engaging. It got to a point where, you know, when they say you don't push past the rich wall, and there was an explosion. And with the cases we are having now, where these people are always pushing us, these people are beginning to make young people feel tortured, battered, and beaten, it will happen again. It may not be now, but in a matter of time, there will be reactions, because if we did it before, we'll do it again. Now, that kind of thing. Yes. So if the police, if they care to listen, every time there is a case of brutality and then we make complaints, they should address it. They should show others in the system, in the force, that when you treat citizens like this, you will get this, and it will help reduce the situation.
Okay.
I talked about anti-kidnapping. So the station somewhere along Mandela Car Wash, Tumbia Street D-Line, and as people were passing, they were arresting them. They carry people randomly, where they took people to wherever, and people were paying 50, 100K, because immediately they arrest you, you are desperate. Sometimes you have an appointment for the next morning that you can't sleep over there. And my friend said to me, it's over 50%. And then he said he was saying 50% paying 50,000, 100,000. How many million will this man share for the night? So the amount of money they make from these illegal activities too much, they will not want to stop. And if they will not want to stop, one day we will start. It's as simple as that.
If they don't stop, one day we'll start. NFI, you're welcome. Perhaps you should tell us sorry first again.
Yes, I'm very sorry, but of course I had terrible Port Harcourt traffic.
When we open the flyovers. Well, quickly, 2 years down the line, the NSAS protest. For you, I was asking Caleb about before you came in, what lessons we've learned from it, and whether or not we can say that the effect it should have is what it's having now with regards to police brutality, or is it something that perhaps we might see another NSAS protest?
If we have learned anything from it, on the side of the people, okay, let me start from the side of government. On the side of government, I think our government have learned nothing. Our political leadership is carrying on as if nothing happened. You know, of course, you're aware, NSAS shook the foundations of this country for the very first time in for a while. And they were scampering, they were tensed, they know that NSAS is beyond just ending the formation called SAS. They know that what young people and Nigerians were demanding through NSAS was actually a better government, a better governance, better way of arranging things, simple things that technology can take care of. It's very difficult to know. They knew, so they were worried. They were very worried. So, but after that, they have moved on. As if nothing has happened. We asked for critical make critical demands. We call 5 for 5. We asked that the police people who are involved in this, all of them should be tried. None of that have happened. We demand that even the police officers should get better pay. That's among the 5 for 5. They should get better pay, because you don't give a man AK-47 that is worth over 800 to 1 million naira. His salary is less than 100,000 naira. And inflation is high, prices of staple goods in the country is very high. It goes to the same market like all of us. And what, you're just creating an arroba who is in government. That's what, so we demanded for better pay. That is not done. We are equally asked that psychological analysis should be done on these officers. Because it's not enough for you to just say, okay, you have disbanded SARS. These officers, you now move them to other units, like you just rightly mentioned. Anti-kidnapping. In fact, all the whole SAS officials in River State after the disbandment had moved to either anti-kidnapping, the other one in Job, in Ojoto, what's it called?
C4I.
Operation Sting. They just move. So we had asked that. Part of the 5 for 5 demand was that they should do proper psychological analysis. For example, if soldiers or even the police goes for foreign missions, when they come back, they don't just push them into the regular police force. They do some medical analysis on them. They do psychological work on them, get experts. They work on their psychology so that you get used to, because in that peacekeeping mission, you are used to carrying guns, shooting people, you know, doing a lot of things that how to do a combat. But now you are coming back to the civilian space. So you'll be interacting with the civilians. The way a policeman who is at peace mission reacts to things, and the way a policeman who is in that deals
with civil environment reaction.
It's equally different. So we had asked that all of these officers should face psychological analysis. All of these have not been done. The worst of it all is this, is that we have asked that the worst of it all is that government have refused to implement its own report 2 years on. A judicial panel of inquiry was set up by this same government, directing all state government to set up their different panels. Recommendations were made. Trials was carried out. We are carried out. As I speak to you, 2 years on, no part of this report have been implemented.
What does this mean then? Does this mean we're going to see a demand for these reports to be implemented? Because it's 2 years now, and many would say it's been quiet, even on the sides of the youth. The elections are just next month, which is another conversation we're going to have while we're having this conversation with regards to the NSAS protest. But the fact that none of those five demands were met. I mean, it was even more than five, but then eventually
five.
None of them met. What does that spell? What meaning can we take from that?
Yeah, so the government haven't failed on their own part in terms of what has happened. So on the part of the people, yes, I agree with K. Obaba that in all this time, if this continues, there is going to be another showdown. Trust me, there is going to be another showdown, and this time around, people are going to insist even beyond just the issues of police brutality. Police brutality, like I said, is just like a flagship, something that affects everybody directly. So people just revolve around it. But if they don't, that there is more. Then again, whether we agree or not, the current consciousness on the part of Nigerians, especially young people, getting interested in politics, getting interested in governance, have a whole lot to do with NSAS. So that is some of the plus for NSAS. So a lot of people who ordinarily, you know, who are just musicians, who wouldn't have been interested in who governs them, but today are very interested, who is the ASF assembly member, who is their local government chairman, who is the governor, you know, those kind of consciousness. So that's one good thing about NSAS, that's one plus about NSAS moving forward. So people are interested, you know, and let us even say this, and that is the beauty of it. And that is what we want. People have different political views. For example, me and K. Obaba, you know, we have different political views. But then what we agree is that let the majority have their way and the minority their say. No, elections should not be rigged. Whoever wins, at the end of the day, what happens is that whether you vote for the person or not, at least the person knows that he gets the popular mandate and to get there. So this
all right, and if I will just take a pause, as the commercial will go for about 3 minutes, and when we return, we'll continue with the conversation. Still plenty of questions to ask. One would be important would be building up to the elections. Do we see something similar to the NSAS happening amongst young people? That's something that many are looking at. You can send in your thoughts, 08-09-030-6416 on WhatsApp. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
In live 92.3 Nigeria Info, it's the second anniversary of the NSAS protest, which happened in 2020. Loads of conversation around it. We have the question up for you. We need you to send us your messages. 2 years down the line, has there been any reduction in police brutality since the NSAS protest? You just heard from my guest NFI here. Mr. NFI was saying, even the 5 for 5 demands, none has been implemented. And K. Obaba also has been talking about the different forms of police brutality that we are witnessing. Even though at the early stages it felt like the NSAS protest had a bit of impact, now it seems like everything is going back to normal. What is your thought about it? 08-09-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. We'll be opening the phone lines shortly as well to hear from you. And if I'll start with you again. So people are saying that the police the government might not have learned anything. Kilbaba was alluding to that fact from the NSAS protest. But the police would say on its part that, truthfully, we have criminals out there. We have people who are involved in this sort of crime out there. Do you now say what would the problem be? If we have the criminals, really, and the police are claiming that they are trying to do their job, then why is there a problem?
You see, all over the world there are criminals. But there are ways you go about apprehending criminals. You don't just lump up everything and tag everybody criminal and stop the person. Even if the person is a criminal, he's still entitled to certain rights and privileges, even where he's a criminal. If you watch when a man slapped the president of France, trust me, if it were Nigeria, they would have killed him.
Yes, of course.
But they just only arrested him. Nobody beat him. Because if you beat him, you that beat him, you still face charges. I don't know. You get it. So you put them, there are international best practices to even go about those who are criminal. But what we are even talking about here is not even about criminals. We are talking about everyday Nigerians. Behind the scenes, we are having conversation. The EFCC, of course, you know, is a police unit, an elite police unit that was earmarked for financial crimes.
Mm.
The same thing. They go about, just start everybody at old boys. Meanwhile, this is a unit that is supposed to have intelligence. The unit is supposed to have facilities to track and do what and get who you are looking for.
So the problem is basically the method and the mode in which these agencies carry out their activities as yes. against tackling the problem.
Exactly, because their intent is to extort, not to investigate crime. You get the point? While it is true that there is criminality, and of course, the high rate of hunger, high rate of inflation, lack, despair, you know, move around Port Harcourt. Let's take where we live, for example, River State. Just as you have resumed your duty post now, go to Bet Niger shops. You see young people resuming at Bet Niger shops. Go back in the evening. You still see them closing the same way you close in your station here. It is that bad. You go to our bus stops. There's poverty, high rate of poverty. So in that kind of environment, there will be increase in criminality. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. There is high rate of crimes going on. But the point is this. We have a population of... Okay, let me not be like... politicians that give figures that they are not sure of. But I'm sure that at least Rivers people will not be less than, say, around 5 million. You know? You can't... People who are doing these things are less than, say, 500,000 or, say, 200,000. Look for them. Get them and arrest them. You don't just extort them. But again, there's another angle to it. While it is true that these police officers practically extort people, as civil society actors, we have equally come to understand that it has a connect with failure of political leadership. By that I mean, we have a political leadership that cannot properly fund the police. I say this with all, I challenge anybody, I'm on record, I say that we have a political leadership that cannot fund the police. Ask yourself, Andrew, who buys biro in a police station? Who buys fuel in a police station? As an activist, and of course as chair of CESO Coalition in River State, I frequent police stations. I have been in a police station, specifically in Lawichi, where the DCO then, he forgot I was there. It was, the light went off. There was light out. So it was like, why no light now? Which of the team they buy fuel?
Which means the team has to look for money to come and buy fuel.
So you don't see the connection between human rights abuse, between the units, the police van, because they don't.
And they found the petrol in their vans.
Exactly. These are our reality. In fact, on national television, was it the immediate past IG? Who said that the money budgeted for the police, you know, is not even enough for fueling on record? You can Google it on record. That was the former IGP. So now, who filled the gap? So that is where you now see state governors being very powerful in their states. You now see a rich man, if a man gets money anywhere, be it Yahoo, be it legal or illegal money, once he gets money, he buys the police and protects himself. rather than the police protecting society. You know, so what he does, so you move on the road, you see elite pastor, elite rich men, elite, you see them with fierce looking, threatening police officers, chasing everybody from. So instead of the police to not protect the citizens, the police is not hired to protect very few individuals. So part of it is that we have a political issue that is largely with greatest respect, irresponsible. But meanwhile, this same government, we see political parties selling their form for 100 million naira, 40 million naira. In this country, where they cannot fund police, where are they getting the money from? In this same country, political leaders employ all manner of aides, very irrelevant, unnecessary aids, thereby over bloating government expenditure. Meanwhile, you cannot fund basic things. You live in this country where there is all manner of expenses in terms of you go and look at our budget, the current budget that they are about passing into law. Go and look at it. You see all manner of things for travels for president, this one for this, billions and millions of naira earmarked for irrelevant things. And it is to this point that some of us are saying that while we blame the police, while we call out the police, and while we are naming and shaming these police officers who are killing our people, who are extorting our people, who are intimidating our people, we are equally saying that come 2023, Nigerians too should elect political leaders. Any party you belong to, anywhere you belong to, put the state first, put the country first, vote for those that will fix this country, that is going to provide resources for every sector.
This point now brings me to my next question. Ekeo Baba, looking at the elections coming close, we're in the campaign seasons already, the NSAS protest and what happened and the awakening it kind of caused, referring to what NFR said, among young people. Do you think that we might see something similar to the NSAS protest for the elections? I mean the involvement of young people.
Yes, we are going to see a lot of young people for the first time. That's why when people say we wasted our time doing NSAS, I say you are not being honest, because what we achieved with NSAS is much more than disband SAS. We had this awakening. We had a lot of young people who were disinterested all of a sudden want to show interest. See the involvement with the registration of the PVC. And if I say our political destiny are different, so we are not there to talk about that one, for instance. Even with the person he's supporting now, you see a lot of young people supporting with support. In my own case, the person that I support, you can see, I've seen young people not just supporting, they are contributing their 5,000, 10,000 naira, erecting billboards, making souvenirs, and doing things for their candidate. All of this started from NSAS, because with NSAS, there were a lot of things going on that were making young people say, this country must change. Because there was a time we even attached end bad governance to the slogan NSAS. We were talking about NSAS, but we started attaching end bad governance to it. And that was passing a message that we are tired of this system. There's a police service commission. There's a police service commission. Ask them what they are supposed to be doing, and you will find out that they are not doing 10% of what they should be doing. Nobody. I read a message this morning, the Home Secretary in UK mistakenly used a personal email to send a message that is supposed to be official, human resign. Now, check the guy who is in charge of our prisons and how many prison breaks. Check the guys in charge of oil. All the pipeline and all the stealing and looting, which of them have resigned. Let's come back to the police. Check how many police, the IGs, the commissioners, the DPOs, how many of them, I'm not asking them to resign, how many of them have apologized or been held responsible when men under them are brutalizing people. A case of, anybody citing a case of buying fuel in police station. Even the cars that they drive, and they now pant on young people to get the money to do all this. So guess what's happening? We have used answers to encourage participation in politics, whether you like it or not. So the next election, a lot of young persons are already registered, a lot are picking their PVC. thousands. I don't want to use millions, so don't look as if I'm exaggerating. But thousands, much more than a million plus, will be coming out to vote for the first time. For the first time, I was involved with talking to young people to go and vote, and I spoke with more than 1,000 young persons, and they were telling me, this is the first time I'm going to do this thing. This is the first time. So we are very sure we are going to get that
numbers. All right, let's open the phone lines and get contributions from our listeners before we continue here in the studio. 0817-923-0002. You can also call us on 0817-923-0003. 2 years down the line since the NSAS protest, have you seen any reduction in police brutality? What lessons have we learned? You've heard from the guests in the studio and the various perspectives to the conversation. What is yours? This one says, if SARS sees you using iPhone in Nigeria, they quickly tag you a Yahoo boy. I have an iPhone. I'm a Forex trader. I do affiliate marketing. I'm not a Yahoo boy, but the day these guys saw me, I paid. It's really terrible. It happened along with Obirikwere. Kingsley sent in that message. This one says, good morning, Kale Baba and George Will. Don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something. Pancho Villa said, the NSAS movement represents much that is wrong in Nigeria, including persecution, harassment, dehumanization of individuals by anyone with access to state power, including law enforcement officials, politicians, and others. While the movement asked for the disbandment of notorious SARS, it demonstrated the magnitude of citizen displeasure. The movement may have been muted by state powers and the proclivity of some Nigerians to pander ethnicity, religious sentiments, and inducements, yet underlying issues remain deeply rooted and unabated. We shouldn't let it end like this. Emmanuel from Uniport sent in that message. Daniel is calling from Transamati. Daniel, good morning. You're welcome.
Good morning.
All right, go ahead, Daniel. Go ahead.
For me, I think it's a memory that some of us will never forget. And at the same time, I'm not surprised that the federal government and the government themselves, be some state governors, federal government, have not implemented 5-5 because it's old politicians. They will give you a lot of promises. They won't do anything about it. That protest is more of trying to change the perception of the governance in Nigeria. But they don't want to change that perception because they benefit from this sword. And it is time for the young people to begin to look the other way. That is why I say that it is good for we to participate in politics. Some of us are involved in politics today. It doesn't mean that we want to be a governor, but we need to give up financially, get your PVC, make sure you convince people. And in that day, be in election and make sure you protect your vote. But I still find it hard that some of us are still key to even participate in some of these old politicians today. Would they change? Do you think that some of these old politicians will come and change the perception of Nigeria or probably make police brutality to end? I don't think so. They will never do that because they will not increase the police salary. They will not even change anything because everything they say now to me is theory, going by what they have believed all their years in the politics. So, but if you are young people, probably because of a poverty, you still participate in all these old politicians. I just don't know what you're thinking. What do you want to benefit from it? But I knew that the NSAS give us the political consciousness we have today. And I pray that 2023, there will be a change to show them that you have a gun, we have our PVCs, and we can do a lot with it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Daniel from Transamadi. Another message on WhatsApp says, good morning. Some policemen without name tags on uniforms and no cap plate packed and supposedly wrestled a lady who snubbed them, and in a bit to transfer aggression, they called a young man going into the estate, searched him and found nothing on him, but asked him to enter their van. The boy asked to know why, and they started beating him and hitting him with the guns in full glare of everybody. I was so vexed that if I had my way, you people would have reported a police vehicle was burnt. This has to stop because it will be used against the police. Patrick from Rumikini sent in that message. And for many people, when you try to tell them to exercise their rights, this is what they tell you. I don't want police to slap me. Oh, I don't want... That's what they say, the aggression that comes from the police officers. Would you blame them?
Yes, the point is, they made us timid, and I keep saying it. Even when we are doing NSAS, I talked to a couple of my friends that were entertainers, and why did they follow us? They go say, hey, when it happened now, it is soon. It's just the mindset. They've sold this ideology that if you go there, if we catch you, we'll do you this, you do.
But so, isn't that maybe because people have seen in the past these things happen, and what the results is, the end result, the system doesn't really give you the result that you hoped to get for what has happened to you. Isn't that why people act the way they do?
But Andrew, let's see, I will keep saying this. I learned this, I read it somewhere many years ago. Weak people do more harm to this country than wicked people. Take it from me. That's why I celebrate people like Nefa. And that's why we need to know that because we are weak, because we can't talk when politicians are looting, because we can't talk when police are brutalizing people, we are even worse than these wicked men. Because if they try to tell us shut up, they try to make us timid, they try to tie us up, and we say no, we keep saying no, they will get tired.
Let me just add to what you have said. Is it in this life, there is no neutral side. It's either you are for or against. Now, if you feel that you don't want to get involved, you're automatically against. Because...
yes, you're against.
When injustice, wickedness thrive, not because of those who do evil, but because those who do nothing. So you that is doing nothing, you're automatically taking the side of the oppressor. There is no middle ground. And all throughout history, even the US will all want to run to. I am very sure, I don't know your mindset now, but I'm very sure if I give a US visa now, you may jackpot.
Let me just respond to you. I'm not jackpotting anywhere.
All right.
No, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm going
to the
point I'm trying to make is that, but a lot of Nigerians would want to jackpot. If you keep a ship.
Yeah, a lot.
If you keep a ship in NPA, you don't recognize River State. You don't recognize River State. People go jackpot. And this is how it is in almost every part of the country. But you see, that US you are running to, people made it that way. Even till today, with all the best of their systems.
They have issues. The NSAS protest seemed like something that happened across the world in a form.
Yes.
Because at that time, there was a George Floyd issue, and then we saw what happened in the US, parts of the UK too had these issues.
That is the point I'm making. Despite their near-perfect institutions, the people still protested. The people still took actions. That action they are taking is to checkmate those in those institutions. See, if you carry all Americans, bring them to Nigeria, Buhari will be everywhere. If you carry all Nigerians to the US, the current president of the US will misbehave. So a people deserve the kind of leaders
that they get. Let's take this call. David from Yenegoa, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
All right, talk to us in 1 minute.
Yeah, very quickly. I know that the victims of the NSAS judicial panel of inquiry are not very...
Apologies, I think your network interrupted you there. But for the activities you have today for the NSAS, if you can just quickly tell us what it seeks to achieve and where the activities will be happening. Kilbaba.
Okay, today we're doing this memorial. We're starting from Pleasure Park. Letters by three, we want Nigerians to step out, just dress on black, and then carry your candle. We also made provision for candles. We want the old, the young, everybody. We want to make our chant, raise our voice, and march peacefully from Pleasure Park. We'll get to Water Lines. That's where we are. And what we're trying to achieve with today, we will never forget. It's a statement we will never forget. And we also need to make the government know that the demands that were made from five, the compensations that were supposed to be done, we have some victims that are still coming to testify today. All of that, we are trying to put it out there that we never sleep, we never forget. We are still expecting the government to be proactive. We are still expecting the government to be involved, get involved, make us feel that as Nigerians, we have right to live in Nigeria. Make us feel that no Nigerian is less. Everybody's equal. Because somebody is paid with taxpayers' money to protect. That's why, that's one thing we must make these old people understand. You are paid to protect and not to persecute. They don't understand. So if they fail to understand and they come begin to persecute us, prosecute them. It's something they should learn. And we will use this event today to make that statement.
All right, just for you.
Yeah, just yes, to add to what you have said. Please, when you're coming out between 2 to 3 o'clock to Pleasure Park, please don't come with any political party senior. NSAS is not for a political party. We are not against any political party, or are we for any political party? What NSAS represents is that Nigerians should have the right to choose freely who they feel, you know, should lead them. You know, if whoever you feel that you think that, you know, and again, let me even respond to one of the callers that he's still surprised that Nigerians are taking side. No. Please see, the idea about NSAS or campaigns generally is that even the foolish idea, let him express it freely. Even the sensible idea, allow him to express it freely. It is his right. It is his right to be foolish. It is his right to be sensible. So because you are only saying your own position is sensible because that is the way you feel. I don't know if you're getting my point. So the idea of NSAS or the idea of our campaign is that everybody, no matter how foolish, you can have conversation with the person to convince the person why the person should leave what you think is foolish and join you. The same way the person should have the right to convince you. But what I would just add to that is this. When you want to vote for anyone, be it in the parliament, and be the executive. Let me quickly say this. There is no small power. The assemblyman is as important as the governor. The man going to the Senate is as important as the president. How do I mean? If you have a good president and you have rubber stamp assembly, that's National Assembly, automatically they will not be able to checkmate the president.
Mm.
If you have a good governor or a bad governor, and you have an assembly that is not progressive, automatically they will not be able to checkmate the governor. So be it in the assembly, be it in the National Assembly, be it in the governorship, president, freely choose. But when you are choosing, think of three things. One, the person coming to talk to you, who is he historically? Mm-hmm. Is history. Two, what is his manifesto?
All right,
and
NFR.
Three, what? Let him explain what he said is going
Thank
to do.
You very much, Mr. NFR and Kiel Baba, for your time. We have to wrap things up here. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Hello, Port Harcourt comes out next. Our heart goes out to all families affected at the NSAS protest 2 years ago.